Now, speaking of chefs, boy, we're loaded with them today, and we've got now the beautiful, wonderful Jennifer Ursulo, the skinny chef, giving us a refrigerator makeover that may have something to do with the fact that she's the skinny chef. Welcome, skinny.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'll take your compliment, and I'll remind you that beauty comes from the inside out, and a lot of what you
That's
eat,
true.
It can make you beautiful.
So, Jennifer Ursulo, tell us, how did you get the name, the skinny chef?
That's a great question. I've actually struggled with being overweight for most of my life, and I grew up in a family of food lovers, and most of them are obese. So when I decided to change careers and become a chef, I decided to also change my eating habits, and it changed my life.
Whoa. So because a lot of people say when they become a chef, it puts weight on them because you're tasting things all the time. So you made a conscious decision when you became a chef to change your eating habits?
Exactly, and now I'm helping families do the same, and it's really my dream to change the way America eats.
So what did you do? How did you change your life?
Well, it's a lot of the simple techniques that I teach people, and one of them I wanted to talk about today is the fridge makeover, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, swapping out, you know, things that you love for the healthier versions, not depriving yourself, thinking about the quality of the food you eat, and also about portion size. That's another concern.
All right, so what do you do? Literally go into your refrigerator and look for some things to throw out or something? Walk us through it.
Well, I definitely don't believe in throwing out food. What I usually tell people is, you know, if they invite me over for, you know, a fridge consultation, we'll take a quick peek in their fridge to see what they have and just make a list of the foods, and especially the foods that they eat on a regular basis, because those are the culprits that could really cause weight gain. And after they've made that list, we focus on four groups, which are dairy, meat, or protein, fruit, and vegetables. And so, for example, in the dairy area, and I love dairy, the first thing I take a look at is a lot of people, the misconception is that, you know, whole milk or 2% milk is a lot lower in fat than whole milk, which it isn't that much lower in fat, so you want to opt for skim. Same thing when you're looking at your sour cream, cream cheese, ricotta, always look for the reduced fat. The fat-free products are okay to bake with in some cases, but I find they don't taste as great. So the reduced fat is good. Watch your portion size. And then when it comes to cheese, and I love cheese, there's no chef out there who doesn't love cheese. Part skim mozzarella is a great substitute because you can cook with it. It melts. It's gooey. It's hard to tell the taste difference on a pizza when you use part skim mozzarella versus the full fat.
All right, so reduced fat still gives us some flavor. You don't have to go the full no fat.
Exactly.
All right, and then portion size. So that's what you look for. So you kind of get people to look inwardly and see what they've been eating. And then what should we stock in there if we're going to be getting some things? What's the right mix of protein and carbs and all that stuff?
Right. With the meat area, a lot of people really enjoy, especially in the summer months, things like hot dogs that they can slap on the grill. And I like hot dogs too, but I always opt for the turkey version of all those high-fat things like pepperoni, hot dogs, lunch meat, and bacon. There are great turkey versions of all your favorite meat products that are going to be so much lower in fat. Also, high-quality protein items like chicken, fish, ground turkey to make your hamburgers. And then when it comes to fruit and vegetables, you always want to make sure that your fridge is really stocked. In the summer months, it's great to make salsa. If you know you're craving a salty snack, have a couple carrot sticks first and go ahead and reach for that handful of chips. Whole grain, of course, is always the best, but you know, if you can't resist the potato chips, you know, it's okay once in a while to have a treat, but you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables. Those should be at the forefront of every meal. And with fruits, you know, a lot of times people are on the run. I know I'm very busy sometimes. I need a snack before I run out to a meeting. Fruit juices are great. They definitely, if you're craving something sweet, you can have that in place of a candy bar. I love Simply Orange products. I've been using them quite a bit. I cook with them. Summer treats, you want that ice cream, make a popsicle. You can make so many different flavors by using juices, and you know that you're getting nutrients as well as something that's tasty and sweet.
All right, so you're trying to manage the cravings is what you're doing right there, and you're trying to eat the right things. Where can we get more information? Do you have a website?
I do. There's actually two sites. SimplyOrange.com has some of my favorite products, and also SkinnyChef.com has recipes.
SimplyOrange.com or SkinnyChef.com. We're going to have you back on a regular basis, Jennifer Urslow. You're great. I like
you. Oh, I would love to come back anytime.
That is, you are welcome here on this show because you'll help us all. We thank you so much for being with us. Straight ahead, we continue on the show. Terry Hall.